Eric Rosenblatt, Vice President of the International Services for Global Forwarding Enterprises, told the American Peanut Shellers last week that they may be in for some serious delays on shipping peanuts overseas. He said one change in the environment at the U.S. ports are that ships are becoming bigger, putting as many as 15,000 containers on one ship. He said union labor problems, which has caused the problems in the West, could pop up again. Equipment shortages. The problem is chassis. The trucks, the containers can arrive, but if you don't have a chassis to send it to the various locations, that could be a problem. There is equipment shortages at many of the locations around the ports, including congestion and backlogs at many locations, especially in the L.A., Los Angeles area and throughout U.S. ports and terminals. The lack of sailing schedule integrity. You don't know exactly when your boat will leave or when your peanuts may be loaded. The foreign port congestion and backlog is also especially happening in China. Here's a little advice for you, he said. Book as far in advance on shipping peanuts overseas as possible. Be open to unconventional routing at higher cost with set schedules for transit time integrity. He said use alternate ports of discharge, not the busy ones, and look at over-road options as opposed to rail options, which have really been delayed in the last few years. He said don't look to continue for overweights. He said they're going to discontinue having overweights, and many times raw shell peanuts weigh a lot, and they have been allowed to take extra weight. Rosenblatt said the future environment of the USA ports is uncertain, but there will be congestion as more and more exports are being made in agriculture to foreign countries. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.